With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. If I had to sum up Boys Don't Cry in three words or less, I might say crude but powerful. The same description applies to Stop Loss, the long-awaited follow-up from director Kimberly Pierce. The movie chronicles a group of soldiers who return from Iraq after a harrowing dose of urban combat. Pierce wants to show the volatility of these traumatized men and its impact on their relatives, friends, and lovers. But she struggles to maintain a lifelike ensemble. The central narrative commands her attention and her righteous anger. Ryan Phillippe, in a workmanlike performance, plays Brandon King, a decorated sergeant who's ready to leave the army. Instead, he learns he's been ordered back to the front lines under the military's insidious stop-loss policy, which allows troops who've fulfilled their commitments to be redeployed against their will during wartime. Pierce keeps her camera close in on Brandon's face, a choice that underlines his feelings of imprisonment and helplessness. He has three options: jail, exile, or Iraq. Stop Loss shows a young man's spirit being crushed. Pierce can't sustain that power when she detours into the lives of Brandon's buddies and the women they love. She never zeroes in on the details that would unlock their stories. Frankly, a dose of humor might have helped. And her work is marred throughout by stilted dialogue, awkward staging, and abrupt transitions. Nevertheless, Stop Loss is an avid and serious movie that shows the human cost of war without deteriorating into a dull political broadside. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneak Reviews Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.